You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show.
Bing is for doing. Yes, God, honey. It is Dance Moms here on AfterBuzz TV. What's going on? Jason J. Carty here. Hey.
Hey, I'm Tony Moore.
Yes, God, honey. We're on this Atlanta.
My hat is laid.
Yeah, like I can twirl. I am gone with the wind. Fabulous.
That's a little shout out to Miss Funky Dineva.
Hey, you guys doing? Yo, what's going on? Dance Moms here, and we're in the hot seat tonight. Giselle is actually out taking care of some business. She had another event tonight, so Giselle, we'll see you next week. And also, we will have Mr. Chris Cangiro here back next week as well. So, yeah, people have been wondering where Chris went. You know,
we're wondering where Chris went.
Yeah, we're like, where did Chris go? No, Chris has actually been on tour doing some things. So he'll be back with us
every week. We text Chris, are you gonna be here this week?
And he's like, you know what, I'm booked, sorry.
I live on the dance floor.
Yes, God, honey. Bristle, you like that, right? It's funny. It's hilarious.
It's awesome.
I know, Tony. You know, After Buzzers, I got to thank, I want to take a minute right now to thank Mr. Tony Moore for so many wonderful one-liners and so many wonderful things, because he's one of my good friends, and I take for granted how funny he is, because
I'm hilarious.
Something stupid's always coming out of his mouth. Stupid in a good way, not in a bad way. Anyway, so back to Dance Moms. Tonight's episode was just so dramatic and so there's so many things.
Wait. Before we get into the episode, we must address
something that we
received. It made me giggle.
It made me giggle a little bit too. So yes. Apparently, Jalen Testerman's dad.
Dan. Shout out to you, because apparently you watch.
And thank you for that. It was really cool of you to email me, and it was a very nice email, but he was a little perturbed that we were not giving his son the credit that is due. And just to clear things up, we love Jalen. I worked with Jalen on the Kids' Choice Awards with Tabitha Napoli a couple years ago.
Yes.
Very talented guy. However, in the capacity of his role on the show, he was giving me one trick pony. I'm sorry. We spun on his head repeatedly, didn't do anything that was amazing. We know he's talented. And thank you for directing me to his website, Jalen's dad.
Which was very nice. Yeah, I clicked the link.
I clicked all the links. Very well done website. Mm-hmm. In conclusion, we know your son is talented. He's brutally talented. But on this show, what we were watching, what was shown, was not that impressive. And that's not just for your son; that's for all the boys. So don't take it personally. Yeah.
I was taken aback when I got the email. I was just like, really?
Yeah.
I expected the email to be like, you know, don't have opinions about me and don't talk about me. Because we kind of
didn't go in, but we went in on him.
But it was this whole email about how his kid was talented. And I was like, we never denied that.
Right.
We just said, as a whole,
it was snooze fest.
It was a mess.
Right.
So, because of that email, Rick, you get the official... Have a seat from Tony. You can go out to the bus stop and have a bench to wait for the bus to have several more seats.
Well, also, you can go to IKEA and build the seat and then have a seat in it.
If you build it, You can have a seat in it.
Yes. Yes, God, honey. Okay, Rick.
Now send an email about that.
Rick, you're awesome, man. Great, awesome dance dad.
Way to clean that up, Jason. I'm sticking to my word.
Yes, honey. Just kidding. I'm going to stop with that after tonight. So, the pyramid. Tonight, yes. You know, and the pyramid, producers of Dance Moms, get them like a digital pyramid, you know, situation going on because it would be that much better.
I feel like since they're in season three, they need some dramatic effects. Something screen some. Comes down out of nowhere, and Abby has some sort of like technological something,
like smoke or something.
Something.
Nia was at the bottom this week, you know, whatever. And I love how Nia, you're a great dancer, but I love how Holly is like, yeah, you know, it's good. Nia's at the bottom. Just so happy that she's growing as a dancer. There's always a
positive,
but silver lining.
But I feel like Nia shouldn't be at the bottom she's at the bottom because the duet got pulled.
Right.
That's not her fault.
Right.
It's not her fault that the duet got pulled.
But Abby reiterated several times this evening that, Mom, you get cray, I'm going to go extra cray. So that's why, and the kids are, as always, the victims. The victim. They're collateral damage.
But I find it funny, though, when they were having to sit in the van over Kelly. And there was one time, I think Maddie and Abby were talking, and she told Maddie, well, if you wanted to be here, you could have came.
Right.
But if the kids are there and doing the work, why would you not make sure that they keep their duet, their solos, or whatever, and not base it on what the moms do?
Right. The kids are there.
They're there to work.
It's like she's talking about the kids not wanting to work, but they're there to work, but she's still caught up in the drama. It's a whole bunch of inconsistencies that just don't work. But, you know, this is reality television, and their reality, it's a perfect world. Paige was also on the bottom.
Because of the duet.
Right. Kendall.
Because she didn't place.
Right. Kendall was great last week.
She was. But someone commented on our show and said that she was competing in a different age category, which is why she didn't place.
Ooh, gotcha.
That's what I said. I read it. I was like, oh.
Okay. Thank you for the inside scoop.
Yeah. Thank you guys for commenting, first of all.
For sure.
I mean, that was a tidbit that we didn't know about, but apparently she was competing in a different age category.
Be more than welcome to send an email if you need to, okay?
Rick surely does.
Yes, God, honey. After Kendall was Mackenzie, who, you know, I love Mackenzie because when you watch...
Well, get rid of that headshot, please.
It's like she's a rugrat, you know?
Rugrat. What is that?
I don't know. That's the dancer. That's Fierce Face. That'll work wonders here in Los Angeles. Yeah. But Mackenzie, the reason why I love Mac is because she's the youngest of the bunch. She's super cute, and when she's dancing, it's like she's struggling to keep up with the bigger sisters, but she does it. It's adorable. She holds her own. You know, she holds her own.
Not
for
in
sure.
a solo, but she holds her own.
Brooke.
Back on the pyramid and near the top.
Near the top. And what's so funny is that Brooke could give two issues about that. Her face in every shot is like, she's looking at Abby like, what? Like, really? Like, what? Real Housewives is on.
Thank you.
Yeah, like... You know, I don't know. She wants to be macking some dude someplace else and dancing at the moment.
Right.
She's at that age. And,
she wants to be with her friends doing her projects.
It's doing videos and singing. Remember the music video? Huge smash hit wonder. American Idol is totally in your future, Brooke. Yeah. So moving on to the top of the pyramid, we have Maddie. And, you know, I'm glad that this show is really successful because all these girls have stellar orthodontia in their mouth. I see nothing but braces, train tracks left and right. They all have braces.
All of them.
That was like, for Christmas, you guys are getting braces.
It was probably in the contract. Abby said, listen, you get those crooked teeth fixed.
Yes, God, honey. Teeth fixed.
Tonight's Dance Mom show is called Yes God, Honey. My hat is laid like one of Miss Abby's dancers who just won first place overall.
Yes, and we and all the dancers are Gone with the Wind fabulous tonight. Gone with the Wind fabulous. So
twirl.
Okay, twirls, girl. I am Gone with the Wind fabulous. So last week, Christy in a fit of rage and fire and just intense passion, said, deuces, Abby. Get out of my way. I'm out of here. Grabbed Chloe and said, we are done. And hit it. They teleported back to Pittsburgh in a day. And so now we see that Chrissy's back this week. And, you know, upon her arrival at the Abby Lee Dance Center, she walks in. She hurries Chloe along to go with her friends, which is good. Mm-hmm. You should always send the kids to go play with their friends. They should not be in grown-ups' business. And she's like, and she tells Abby, listen, I'm not going to talk to you since you're not listening. I'm going to talk at you. I have a job to do. I have a right to be here. And Abby's like, okay, you know.
Abby's not paying attention.
Not having it. And you could tell that Chrissy's hating it because it's you know how when someone you're talking to someone and they're ignoring you? And or especially in a really heated moment when you're trying to, I guess, it's like Fight
Explain
Club.
Yourself.
Fight Club. Where,
I see that movie.
Okay, well, once you see Marissa, you've seen Fight Club, right?
Of course.
Where she tells Ed Norton, you've been rehearsing that speech all day, huh? You've been waiting to tell me off, haven't you? Same thing with Christy. Christy's rehearsed that monologue so many times to tell Abby. And Abby's just like, okay, we got to, you know, get plane rides. Yes, God, honey. And then Christy's like, whatever. So now I'm going to walk in there. I'm going to go join the other moms. I'm walking, Abby. You can't stop me.
But I kind of feel like Abby... I love Abby. I do. But I feel like there are times where she needs to handle the situations a little differently. Like, we understand it's the Abby Lee Miller Dance Company, and it's your name, and it's your company. But at the same time, you have a mom like Christy, who for the past few weeks I've been telling to shut up, mm-hmm. Christy, mm-hmm. Who finally decided to come and apologize and, like, you know, make amends for Chloe's sake.
Right. For the kids.
Yes. And the least Abby could do was at least pay attention and then send her on her way.
Right, exactly.
Instead of just being, I feel like it became a little childish when she just wasn't like having Christy. And then the little snide remarks that she had, like, I don't know why she's talking about my mother. She didn't even have a mother. I'm like,
right.
Rude.
Rude. Totally. Well, you know, in the dance studios I've been privy to see what goes on behind the scenes, the owner of the studio has minions to do the dirty work. Mm-hmm. You have the owner of the studio, you have a director, you have staff. Mm-hmm. And so normally it's like the owner director sends the order and it's gone. The staff mm-hmm. takes care of handling the parents and all that stuff. So I mean, Abby, get some more staff on hand. Maybe, you know,
she has little mama that I don't know her name, but she's like
little
no
name
there.
Yeah.
The assistant.
We're gonna call her YGH.
Yes, God, honey. My head is laid like the assistant.
God with the wind. Fabulous. We'll stop. World. After buzzers, no holes again. Tonight's one of those nights. It's raining here in Los Angeles, and the funnies are out tonight. So, again, they go and join. Chrissy goes and joins the rest of the mothers. And you can honestly, from there on, tension builds. People are happy to see Christy. You know, oh, she's back. The girls are happy to see Chloe again. But Kelly and Christy apparently have some issues, and the reason being is that
they don't have no issues.
Well, but
they're making an issue,
but it's a pseudo issue. But in their world, it's a huge issue because they're friends. And Kelly did, for some reason, throughout the course of the time that Christy and Chloe were away, couple of hours, did not call each other. She felt no one reached out to her. Her friend did not reach out to her.
According to Kelly, she called
the day of. When it happened.
According to Christy, she wanted her to call.
Right. Repeatedly. Several times.
So the question is,
did she call or not call? But she called the day of.
But according to Christy, she didn't call.
Well, I feel like,
according to Kelly, she called. She just didn't leave a message.
Or no, she didn't answer. Right. She didn't leave a message or answer. Right. But I felt like, Christy, love bug, sweetie kins, you're an adult. No, I mean, I'm sure.
Ain't nobody got time to play games.
Right. You know, it's like, okay, you know, you left in a fit of rage as it was your turn to do that.
Right.
It was Holly's turn the week before. You know, it's just, okay, let it go. You know, you know what's going to happen. It's for the kids, for the sake of the kids. Let it go, come back.
Right.
And so they have this tension with Kelly is kind of very high school, is very freshman year. It's like, stop already. It's not that big a deal. But back to the show. They awkward tension, you know, there's a big elephant in the room and it's not Abby, and those two are not talking,
right?
So that goes on throughout the course of the show until Melissa intervenes.
No, there's a difference between intervening and just being nosy and trying to play mediator.
Yeah, devil's advocate.
And got nothing accomplished.
Nothing. And it's funny how we go to a scene in the show where they're in some seedy bar in Pittsburgh, Marissa. It was so bad. It wasn't like they could have met at like Applebee's, the neighborhood grill. You know,
they couldn't meet at Applebee's because they would have had to pay money for all that. They had to go to a locally owned Pittsburgh restaurant.
Seedy dive.
Where they were sitting by themselves and it was after hours.
It was very Carlito's Way, like, doom, doom, doom. Okay, we're going to meet here after 7.
And only one light.
Yeah. And Melissa, you know, telling Christy, oh, we missed you. I'm so glad you're back. Blah, 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 blah. There you go. I just was mad that they were, the lounge looked like something out of The Accused, where, you know, that Jodie Foster movie where she, you know, had issues. And that's what the lounge looks like. So I was like, really? But they talked, and Melissa, you know, tried to extend an olive branch on behalf of everyone else and said that, you know, we missed you, Christy. We want you to come back, et cetera, et cetera. And Christy, again, her argument was, no one called me, no one reached out to me. Well, the one person that she wanted to didn't, so.
Well, here's the thing. I feel like this. Let's say, hypothetically, Kelly called, right? If you don't call back, why would Kelly consistently call?
Right.
You're having a bad week. There are times where maybe you just don't want to talk to anybody. You'll get in touch with people when you want to get in touch with people.
Right.
But, and so that means if Kelly called, then whenever, Christy, you're ready to talk about what happened and to express that, then call me back. She never called back. So I'm supposed to keep calling and bugging you and have you ignoring my calls?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like
again, maturity.
Yeah. You see the missed call, call back when you're ready. That's what that is. That's a call back when you're ready. And I'm sure you guys are familiar with this too. You're having a bad day and you just don't want to be bothered. But then you get back into reality and you go, you know what? I was just having a bad day.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Keep it moving.
You know, and then, exactly.
It's not that deep. It's not that deep.
Have a seat.
Yes. Build that seat.
Have several.
And have it.
You can go to Intensity Dance Company and walk into the arena and have several seats. And then hit it on the dance floor.
Oh, gosh. But, that you know, the parents are
a mess.
A mess. And what was even more crazy is that Christy comes back and tries to go crazy on Abby because Abby's calling Chloe little blonde one or little blonde girl.
I didn't agree the way Abby handled that. Like, I understand Chloe made a mistake and dropped the hat, but at the same time, like, she dropped the hat.
Right.
You guys still won.
Right.
Like, you know, that doesn't mean that all the work that she has done in the past
was negated.
Is suddenly erased.
Right.
Yeah. Still show respect. She's still respecting you by coming in and doing the work and doing what she's supposed to do and trying to build herself back up to you. The least she's not walking in and going, hey, lady, the lady who suspended me.
Elephant in
the
room.
How are you? You know totally. What I mean? Like, to call, hey, that girl, blondie. You know,
right.
that's just rude.
And Chloe cried about it, and she felt like
yeah.
Abby was not treating her as a human being. And there's just so many elements of this show that I find that initially were shocking and like, wow, Abby's a tough teacher. But now it's almost to the point of it's comical, and it's comical, degrading, and disappointing in some instances. I'm sorry, excuse me. Because you don't treat people like that. The examples you're setting for these girls, I mean, if you really want to get to the fundamentals of Dance Mom, these are children. As adults, it's our job to nurture and foster these children. It's
right.
our job to guide them to be upstanding citizens of society. And I know that sounds very George Bush Republican, but it's the truth, you know? And and when you intermingle family, your parents are the pillars of your confidence. They're the pillars of who they create who you are, so to speak, in those formative years. So when you're seeing your mom cry, when you're seeing your mom cuss, when you're seeing your mom be belligerent, when you're seeing your mom be irate, it's almost a lose-lose all the way around. What kind of examples are they setting for their children on all levels of this whole show? I mean, that's my only concern with Dance Moms off the record, not, you know, talking about reality TV, but just the way it's presented to America. It's a tragedy. It's a tragedy. And for a little girl of 10 years old to have to be told, hey, blondie, it's just stupid. Again, Abby, poor managing on your part of the Abby Lee Dance Center. If anything, I would love Abby to be so untouchable and so short and cold and not as available than to her be in the thick of it screaming and yelling. And I get it.
Yeah.
Last week, she had a meltdown. Last week, she cried. She was done with...
honestly felt bad for her.
I did too. And, you know, it's so funny because even though we, where Abby is a little bit abrasive, okay, not a little bit, she's very abrasive, we're seeing softer sides of her. We're seeing more human sides of her that are making us like her a little bit more and making us a little bit more forgiving of when she's not being human to other people.
Yeah.
So... but whatever, there you go. So we'll touch back on the Kelly Christie situation later on the show because we got to move on to the competition. Intensity. Now I want to know something. Is Dance Moms paying Intensity to be the go to dance convention? Because
they've been to several.
Yeah, and this week Fort Lauderdale.
Plane ride.
Plane ride.
No bus.
No warp speed.
No bus this time.
Star Trek Enterprise.
Plane ride.
They did not beam all those kids.
No.
Yes. So. That was real.
Yes.
Good for them. But once you win in one category in a competition, why are they competing every week in the same competition? Don't they do that like once a year? I mean, when I competed, it was once a year. You were the title holder for that year.
Right.
West Coast Dance Explosion came to Denver 2000. I was Mr. Whatever, whatever. I had a gold. I was that title holder for the year. I didn't drive to Minnesota the next weekend and compete in the same competition. I don't get it. How does that work?
I've only been to one dance competition in my entire life, and it was a blur.
It was
a long day, and suddenly we were competing. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I just knew it was long.
I don't even know
where we placed.
It was YGHDC. Yes, God, yes. Honey, dance competition. I was there too.
And my head was laid like the overall first winner.
There you go. And you twirled and you won. And when you won, it was fabulous.
That was my whole routine, was one twirl. It was one twirl, a reach, and I was done.
And
was the overall winner. Get it.
Well, one of the things that was really cool about this week's show is the solos and the performances were actually very good.
Yes.
Let's start with Brooke.
Brooke's solo
was called I Could Care Less. And Brooke's vignette, basically she said, Abby gave me this solo because I could care less about dance.
And listen, we've known that for weeks.
I mean, it's written all over your face.
Literally.
Me and Tony were like, boom, thank you.
Get it, got it, go do it.
You owned it, Brooke.
Yeah, because this is all for you. And Abby even said, was that a little jab? Yeah, it was. So.
But Brooke brought it.
She did. She did an amazing job. Clearly, she does really well with acrobatics.
And contortionist.
They have her in the... And I was just waiting for the end to be like...
Baby freeze.
Yeah.
She could be on So You Think You Could Dance.
She probably break could. Dancing.
She could be a Jabberwocky.
But she probably could care if she, you know...
She could care less. She's like, you want me to be a Jabberwocky in Vegas?
Yeah.
Fine.
You know, whatever. Well, I made top 14 on So You Think and whatever.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, I'm winning.
You know what? It's always those people. The people who want it less are the ones who get it the most because they could care less. Ah! Play on words. But Brooke was great.
Yes.
There was one part of the routine where she's bent over. She's on her arms. Her body's bent over. Mm. She stops and looks at us. It was so awkward and gross, but amazing
really
at the same time.
It was almost like the being the exorcist,
right?
Like she's like, no. What about I don't know what they're called, but her whole body kept like flipping,
yeah,
like around. Like it's almost like she was using her head to like do all the body flips and stuff.
Yeah. She's a freak of nature.
Yeah, she
freak
is.
Of
but
nature.
Overall, I enjoyed it. She was amazing. She danced beautifully.
She did. Moving on to Maddie's solo. Maddie got a solo this week, and Maddie is great. Maddie, you know, for all Maddie's faces, Maddie is definitely in it. She has what it takes to grow and blossom into a really good dancer. I mean, I'm sorry, a phenomenal, amazing, brilliant dancer, because she's already that at such a young age. Her solo was called You Don't Know Me.
You don't know me. Whenever I hear that, I think of the Facebook picture of Nomi from Showgirls.
Yeah.
Where it says, you don't know me.
Or Mari Povich, you know. You don't know me, Mari. This is my hot body. I'm 18 years old.
Oh, God. Oh, Mari.
Mari Povich. Shakithia?
Not Shakithia. Shabila.
Ray Ray is not the father of little Tay-Tay. What, Mari? What?
Those shows are ridiculous.
But I watched. They're amazing. Maury's the Jerry Springer of 2000.
You're the reason why those shows are still
for
on.
For sure. Yes, thanks. God, honey. Maddie's solo was great.
Maddie dances with such intensity and feeling and emotion. Like, I really felt it.
Yeah, she commits. What she was doing. Yeah, she goes in. The same. Yeah. What we're always talking about after buzzers is that the Abbey Lee Dance Center sometimes on their solos, they're missing that intensity. They're missing that connection, that power in the movement. It's very surface. And Maddie, the reason why Maddie wins consistently is because she naturally has that gift of dance. You can teach people how to dance. You can teach people how to be competitive. Mm-hmm. But people that have it will just automatically, you know, just emanate that, and that will resonate in their movement and their choreography. And Maddie was really good tonight.
Yeah.
Paige and Nia, their solo was resurrected.
Their duet.
Their duet, their pas-de-deux was resurrected for this week.
It was.
And
I thought it was fun. It was fun. I thought it was entertaining. I thought there were some moments where I was like, yes, all right, yes, God, honey.
I didn't get the God, honey factor tonight. I thought it was, you know, I'm done seeing the kiddie stuff.
It was musical theater. It was supposed to be cutesy and fun.
I mean, when you go to LA Dance Force conventions and stuff with the kids from Los Angeles or Monsters of Hip Hop, even when they're doing
hip hop, keyword.
But LA Dance Force is not. Even when they're performing that genre of dance or that style of dance or that element of dance, they are still killing it and living. It's almost as if they were
living.
I feel like they weren't.
I feel like they were. I mean, how much more happier could you have been to where it became a little campy?
No, Tony, I agree. They were happy, but those two, one, don't look good. They don't have the same texture of movement, and they don't look good dancing together. Like, that solo was not one of the strongest.
A duet. Let me explain the difference between a duet and a solo to you, Mr. Jason J. Carter, Take No Prisoners. A solo is singular, one person. A duet consists of two people.
Right.
It's like magic.
Well, I was only watching one person in that because the other person was lackluster. So it was a solo.
Get your life.
It was a solo for me, Tony.
Get your life.
But in conclusion to that subject,
not in conclusion.
It was
are we in speech class?
It was not a YGH. Okay.
I thought Nia and Paige, I thought you guys did a wonderful job, and kudos to Nia for being a grown up and going in and saying, "I want my duet."
Well, Holly was definitely happy that Nia had a Beyonce moment because, you know, she was an independent woman and she went in there and said, "I am crazy in love with this duet. I am not irreplaceable. There's no me, myself, and I. Us girls run the world." Okay, so there you go. Boom, boom, shaboom, boom, boom.
I can't believe I just witnessed that.
You did, because I'm brilliant. Yes, God, honey. Jason Carter is brilliant.
Get your life, Jason Carter.
The group number, though, was the group number every week, I think, is good because with one thing that the ALMDC, Abbey Lee Miller Dance Company, has is they're cohesive when they're a group together. They look great.
They dance beautifully together.
Yeah, they dance really well together, and they should. They've been dancing together long enough. That's going to happen. That's an organic evolution that came
sort
to fruition.
Sort of, or is just, as I keep referring to, the Replacements dance beautifully together with only being together for a week.
But again, they had come from
skilled, trained,
a professional dancer can dance great with anybody. And we touched on Sophia this week, and let's talk about Sophia a little bit because, you know, they have these arcs on arc, meaning they bring these people on that are on for a couple of episodes to come stir the pot. And Sophia, for some reason, didn't. Like, we only saw her dance once in the time that she was here. Maybe I was gone for that episode, but I don't remember anything memorable from Sophia.
That was it. Just
at
once.
All.
She did a solo.
And it was like she was thrown in there she was a bait.
To shake things up.
Right, and then she was plucked. And Abby said last week, "I sent them away. I sent them back." I'm like, Abby, okay, you can just send people away.
Bye, you're done.
Like,
you
moved to Pittsburgh. And then you're gone. Where did she send them to? Where were they banished to? Oz?
They were banished to the world of...
I book regularly in L.A.
Yes.
There you go.
The little dancer island in the sky. Well, not in the sky.
She's not dead. Wow, right. Tony.
My bad.
That's an NG. NGH.
I'm going to say a prayer about that.
No God, honey. We're not getting religious on AfterBuzz. Sorry about it. Do not flame us.
Can I say, though, that the moms had such an issue using real money on their group costumes?
Hold that thought, because I was too. Money's disgusting. And if you think money's disgusting, go to iTunes, tell us about it. rate a friend, comment, tell a friend. We want to know how we're doing here on Dance Moms. We love hearing your comments. There's some comical stuff on iTunes. You guys say some of you guys don't agree with some of our opinions, and some of you do, but we love all of it. Rate us 5 stars. It helps us keep the lights on here at AfterBuzz.
5 star, please.
And we'd like to give you shout outs too. If you leave your name, we'll definitely give you a shout out on the show. It's all about communication. It's all about connecting with our fans, and that's how you can do it on iTunes. Rate us, comment, tell a friend. That's how we roll here at AfterBuzz. Back to the money situation. You know, I frequent a lot of strip clubs, and
hold on. AfterBuzz is not the place to be telling us your extracurricular activities.
But, you know, the dance tonight was about speakeasy. It was about a speakeasy. And for those who don't know what a speakeasy is a place where they serve alcohol illegally back in the Prohibition. So it's basically
like in the 20s.
Yeah, illegal, illegal, illegal. And Abby's telling these girls, it's a speakeasy. Like, these 9-year-olds know what the hell is speakeasy. They can't even speakeasy through their braces. How are they going to know what a speakeasy is?
They may know. When I was that age, I read up on stuff and things and knew about stuff.
Right. So...
Oh, so just dismiss.
Yeah, because I don't... Tony, no, you didn't. You did not know what a speakeasy is at 9.
Hi, you don't know me. You don't know my life.
You barely know what a lot of things are at 30.
Get your life, Jason Carter. You know what? After Buzz,
I'm not having a seat.
No, I do. I need you to get into your car, drive down to the Staples Center, open the door, walk through, and have yourself several seats. There's just even there's even a suite that you can go and have several more because you are trying it.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And they tried tonight with that group number. They did an amazing job. Right. And Holly, of all people, was like, I don't feel comfortable putting real money. It's sending a wrong message.
I work hard for my money.
What? That $5, Holly, man, that far be it
back.
Far be it for you not to be to have that cinnamon dulce latte with soy at Starbucks for giving that $5 on Nia's costume.
But I think it made the costume kind of pop a little more.
It did.
Like
it did.
I was thinking like if they use like fake money or something like that, but no, I think, you know, the use of real money actually gave it a little pop.
They couldn't use funny, which is fake money. They had to use real money, which is runny.
Yeah.
I thought it was great, but money is so dirty. Money is like the dirtiest thing ever because it travels through so many hands on any given day.
You are the only person that's thinking that.
Yeah, and so you mean you don't know what's on that money, parents. You could give your kids like, I don't know, what's the Epstein-Barr virus or something. I don't know, but money is dirty. You should have thought that one through. However, for the sake of fashion, beauty, and performance quality, it did look great on the costume. And as far as the performance went, it was very good. There was lots of textures. Maddie killing the turns, the emotion. They all dance together very well.
Yes.
And the reason why they dance together very well too is because they're amidst all the drama, those girls, the kids are friends. You rarely hear of them having issues amongst themselves.
No, it's the moms that bring in the issue and Abby.
So they place with the group number. They went first place, and Abby was very, very happy.
Very happy. She should have been happy with this overall competition because everyone I thought did very well overall.
Maddie, first place in her category.
Yes.
Nia and Paige, 5th place.
Yeah, but, 4th place.
Fourth, but Abby positively was like, I'm glad you guys placed with that solo because last week you would have not placed with that solo, and I agree.
It was Brooke that got 5th place.
And Brooke shouldn't have gotten 5th place. But
I felt like she should have been higher, but then again, we didn't see everyone else, so I don't know. I did notice, and I pointed this out to you when we were watching, little Lucas from Dance Moms Miami, which got me wondering, whatever happened to that show?
Maybe in hiatus. Maybe they might be transitioning into Dance Dads Miami with Rick being the Christie of the bunch.
Rick, he would move to Miami.
I would be a part of that. Rick, you know what, I'm going to keep it real. If you had your own show, Dance Dads, I would watch faithfully because you're a character, man. You go hard on camera.
Fireball.
Baby, you're a firework.
We said fireball. Fireball and firework are not the same thing.
Do we give Rick a YGH?
No, Rick gets a have a seat.
Okay. So, back at the competition. Meanwhile, back at the competition, finally, Kelly and Christy decide to talk. And Kelly tells Christy before the girls perform, listen, we will talk after, I'll talk to you after the show. And they're like, fine, whatever. Christy, for the whole episode, has been sitting against the wall looking mopey. And even Abby's like, you know what? For once, they're fighting and it's not me.
They're not fighting me.
Deuces.
I'm out. She gave that last... Thing and left.
Loved it.
But again, this reminds me of the whole sit in the van for Kelly. There was no reason for them to be upset with each other.
Yeah.
Kelly called. You didn't call back. You wanted a friend. You could have had one had you simply picked up the phone. This is the issue with people.
What, Tony, what is the issue with
this
people?
This is the issue with people.
Preach, brother, preach.
Hello, AfterBuzzers.
Hallelujah.
Welcome to Tony's...
Yes, sir.
Tony's tidbit of the week.
Tidbit.
Last time I checked, a phone works both ways.
Beep boop boop beep boop boop.
So if Kelly called Christy, Christy sees the missed call.
Yes, honey.
Christy calls Kelly back.
Yes, sir.
When you're ready. Because you're having a bad week.
Yes, Tevin Campbell, I'm
so
ready.
So now you guys are having this argument about not calling, not being a friend, not being there. And then all throughout this episode, Christy has been like, I just needed a friend. I needed you to call. You didn't call, blah, blah, blah. Then suddenly during the argument, it was like, I did call, but you didn't call me back. Well, then you should have came over. Really? Now I'm going to get in my car and drive over to your house. And what? You may or may not answer the door because you're having a bad week? Like, get your life together.
Get your life.
I thought the argument was absolutely ridiculous. It was entertaining, but it was ridiculous. And Jill, I would have been right there with you standing by that door, listening.
Jill, oh my gosh. She's like, come check it out. Look.
Listen.
I think she's about
and the
to
only
slumber.
Person that went over there was Holly. Holly was like,
Yeah, the argument was kind of lackluster. All we heard was, F you. No, F you.
No, that's how it ended.
F you. And they walk off, they storm off, and that was it.
So, Melissa, you did nothing to help the situation except gather information to put the story along.
And have a bunch of drinks at that CD bar.
They just had one. Their moms.
They had a seat and a drink. Well, there you have it, friends. That was tonight's episode of Dance Moms. And for the record, not very memorable. This is when
it had some moments.
I feel like
this episode was needed because last week was just, it was drama overkill. They needed a light episode to kind of put us back in a good mood.
Light? You thought this episode was light?
It was light. I mean, the only thing that was really drama filled was the whole Christy and Kelly.
Okay, I can see that. I can see that.
So, you know, so it wasn't as overpowering. Like last week, it was too much with Kathy and then the girls and the moms and then Abby having a breakdown. Like, it was too much. It was too much. It was a lot. It was jam-packed. So I'm glad this week was a little bit lighter.
Well, there you have it, you guys. Moving on to predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
I predict that Christy and Kelly are going to be A-okay. They have to be.
Of course.
Yeah, it'll be water on the bridge within a couple of episodes. And I also predict that Abby may be going through some personal stuff that we don't know about.
We know about because we saw it when it said coming up next week. Oh, were you trying to give like a cliffhanger?
Yeah, I did.
Boo.
Boo.
You tried, yet failed. Listen, if you watched the show tonight, you saw the little clip that said coming up next week, and you know what personal tragedy Abby goes through.
And I predict that next week will be more of the same.
And I feel like we, because again, coming up next week, we're going to be introduced to a long-lost member.
Yes, and the return of
Angry Black Woman.
There you go. Black Patsy. Giselle's gonna love that one.
Oh boy.
There you have it. Yes, God, honey. Until next week.
Yes, God, honey.
I will not say that ever again. I am Jason J. Carter. You can follow me on Twitter at JJC Forever. Everyone have a beautiful week.
Oh, so you're just gonna close it out and no, don't care about where if people can find me or not.
Oh my God.
Get your life, Jason Carter.
Tony.
Hi, I'm Tony Moore. You can find me at Lounging with Tony on Twitter and Facebook or on my website, loungingwithtony.com.
As always, guys, thank you so much for watching AfterBuzz and Dance Moms. We'll see you next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.